The show is live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And our show today will have live in our studio a singer-songwriter and a bass player who are going to be performing along with another singer-songwriter this Saturday evening at the Aroma Cafe in downtown Champaign. And her name is Gloria Rubel. Brought her guitar with her, and also she brought along bass player Ed Schaller. It's a new venture for them to be working together. She's mostly been doing solo gigs in recent years, and so we get to sort of try them out in a rather public way before their public, but probably, well, definitely much smaller audience than our radio audience on this Saturday. But you can go hear them live and local on Saturday evening. It's Gloria Rubel with Ed Schaller coming up shortly on Live and Local. Originally for piano, Willard Elliott is he's a long retired bassoonist now of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I don't even know if he is still alive. Used to teach at Northwestern University, and this was a performance by other members, including himself, from the Chicago Symphony. They call themselves Chicago Pro Musica, and you heard it on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we have some different, or maybe not so very different, music, depending upon how you look at music and find similarities. On our program today, we have singer, songwriter, guitarist Gloria Rubel, band leader, I guess we can call you as well.
Former
band leader. And bassist Ed Schaller, who I just met today. Actually, I met just both of you today. I owe thanks to our sound engineer, Mike Pritchard, for letting me know about you.
Uh-huh.
I've heard your name, but I think I've known you as a massage therapist.
That would be correct.
Or at least knew that you do massage therapy.
Yes, that's right.
Are you still at Body Work Associates?
I am.
And independently also? Or
No.
Solely through there?
Solely.
And, well, in any event, thanks to both of you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is kind of a new gig for you, this duo.
It's brand new, actually, yeah.
And what set this in your mind?
What set this in your mind, Ed?
Oh, it was Ed's idea.
It was Ed's idea. He got a hold of me and asked if I'd
be interested. Hadn't played anyone's original tunes for a while, other than just doing a lot of jazz gigs, a lot of blues gigs, and I wanted to do something a little different.
Get back to some pop.
Yeah. So the jazz and blues stuff is mostly not originals around here, or at least the gigs you've played are mostly covers.
It's mostly standards.
Standards.
You play standards, and it's usually more functional gigs than
functional meaning.
Playing a wedding, I just played an open house for a real estate agent, and you kind of are supposed to play a certain way. And I mean, you can put together your own groups, and I'm actually putting together a new jazz group with Gloria's husband, Peter. So we'll be doing some different stuff that way, but I just wanted to do some pop.
Well, and, that's actually sort of raises an interesting question, because I was poking around on your blog, which has some rather old entries on it,
The MySpace, I know. I saw that. I looked on your site and saw that that's probably where you got the partial list of influences.
Of influences,
and it's so
that's right.
General and vague that, like, who couldn't say that some of those aren't their influences?
Well, a lot of people wouldn't say Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven.
Well.
Who aren't in the classical field.
I think of those as influences only because I had so much exposure to just classical music in the house growing up, and I played some classical piano, took piano lessons. But I don't know that there's anything directly related to like what I do now to that kind of classical music.
Are you still playing piano at all? Or have
you not really.
And what do you think transferred from the piano to the guitar? You know, just either music or technique or anything at all?
I took piano lessons till I was about from 6 to 12 or something like that, and got interested in guitar at about 12, took some lessons. And then beyond that, it's all been just pretty much self-taught. A few rounds of lessons with various people along the way.
What grade are you in when you're 12? I should know, but I'm forgetting.
Oh, like seventh grade.
Well, you made it longer in piano than I did.
Yeah.
I only made it to fourth grade. My mom is a piano teacher.
Ah.
Biggest mistake of my life was
to stop
playing piano.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people do stop, but.
But you're playing. You're still playing. So, that's something.
Right.
You're
right.
Playing something.
Right. And, you know, guitar is so different to me in terms of, from piano. Piano is so linear. I mean, the notes are all in a row. And guitar having the string arrangement that it has, it's very different. And I've always been one to memorize, and so I didn't ever really learn to read music, even through that time. If I could hear it, I would get it, and... So all of the guitar playing, for the most part, that I do is just by ear. And then I started writing songs because I played in various cover bands and things like that through my 20s, and it wasn't until my early 30s that I started writing. And, it's all pretty intuitive. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, how this or that came about. But didn't know where I was going with that. But.
Well, songwriting. I always like that term, writing, because with folks who aren't real music readers, I assume that you don't actually sit down and write this stuff down. Or do you?
Well, I might write down a chord progression, but it also might just be something I have memorized and don't need to actually write it. But no, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, as some people may even compose, you know, by putting the notes down without, you know, messing around with it first. I mean, I don't know. Different people write in different ways. But for me, it's all just, you know, like playing around with different chord progressions and then coming up with some kind of melody line for the vocals. And then maybe, you know, I've got lots of lyric books and that I've, you know, filled with my lyrics. And so sometimes the lyrics came first and sometimes the chord progression was there and... Yeah, many
and you
different
just keep it
combinations.
In your head.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I often would write down just the basic, you know, verse chorus structure, the chords, just to make notes of that. But
I'm always amazed. Well, I've said this lots of times in this show before. The people who amaze me the most are the people who can do what you're doing, which is keep all this stuff in your head, come up with it in the first place. And because I've always been a music reader,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I can't even remember, you know, I would need to, you know, if you play me the end of a Beethoven symphony, I'd probably have to think, oh, no, which one is that? You know, if you mm-hmm. had asked me to sit down and, you know, here's your orchestra, you know, as my instrument. Play Beethoven, I could probably do the last movement of Beethoven 5, but, you know, another one, like, oh, I need the music to remind me.
Right.
Even something as famous as that. And you can just, if I said some song of yours, you just start.
Right. The disadvantage being that sometimes, you know, like, especially if I'm playing with a capo, and Ed has already seen this in the couple of rehearsals we've had, you know, it's like, so when it goes to D here, and like, you know what, I don't even know what key I'm in when I've got a capo on, you know, it's that, it's like, or if I'm in the middle of a song and have to find my way, it's all...
By
pretty
feel.
Intuitive. So I, you know, when I've tried to study theory and taken lessons where I'm working on scales and different keys and things like that, I lose patience with it. And so it's not, that's not a real not something to be proud of. So I wish that I could. I wish that I had the discipline to really, you know, learn to read music. And but I guess it's a matter of, was it ever really needed for what I'm trying to do? Usually not.
I think we all wish that we had something somebody else has.
Right. Exactly.
And we forget that the gifts that we do have are quite a lot.
That's right.
Let's hear an example of what Gloria's and Ed's gifts bring us when they come together.
All right. We're going to play a song called I Will Escape. And so here we go.
Day.
Gloria Rubel, guitar and singer, and Ed Schaller on the bass here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Who's Mary?
That's a secret. No, actually, it represents a close friend of mine that I've never really told anybody who that is.
But you don't have to now.
And I won't.
I mean, I partly asked because, you know, you've got some songs that I saw that, you know, about your father, about your mother.
Oh, on MySpace, yeah.
Yeah, MySpace. Yeah. And I'm just curious how often your songs are biographical or about people you know, about things you've experienced personally.
I think probably to a large degree there are little bits and pieces of either you know, some experience I've had or something maybe that a friend or somebody else has had that I'm sort of living vicariously through. So that's a vague answer, isn't it? Okay, directly, like the one about my mom and the one about my dad, I mean, those are real, those are true. Those were written for them, for birthdays. And I think those are really the only times I've ever like written a song for somebody. And then this, the one that we just played, is there's sort of some truth to what you could make of those lyrics as far as trying to get out of a relationship with somebody, and had this other close friend who was sort of there for me at the time, but it's not all real.
I have sort of a handicap as somebody listening to songs, you know, talking about memory earlier, you can remember. I can't remember lyrics.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of trouble. I have to focus really hard to get, you know, more than two lines in my head, and then have to, okay, so this was, what did she just sing about?
Right, right.
So, you know, I always listen to music mostly, mm-hmm. and the sound of a voice and the lilt of poetry, mm-hmm. maybe. I mean, do you consider yourself a poet at all?
I guess so, and I've tried my hand at some poetry. I've got a lot of, you know, get a lot of those little blank books and fill them up with stuff. And sometimes it's just stream of consciousness, and sometimes it's trying to actually write a poem. Sometimes it's actually going for song lyrics. And what you say about, you know, just listening to music, I mean, for me, sometimes the lyrics really aren't as important as just sort of finding a kind of a hook lyric and then building on that. So I think for some people, like for some songwriters, like the lyrics are really, you know, important, and you have to believe, you know, believe the song and that kind of thing. And that's not so much true for me. I think some songs are really meaningful, and others it's just a song. I mean, it's the music, it's the whole thing, you know, together.
The feel of it.
So yeah.
The sound of it.
Right.
Your own background, or at least musical background before doing what you're doing now. I mean, mm-hmm. so at the beginning, you're mostly doing solo gigs. But before, you were with this band. I referred to you as, I guess, a band leader. Would that be fair to say? You were G. Lee and Jet Blonde.
Yes, and G. Lee is a moniker of mine because my middle name is Lee. So I guess, you know, 10 years ago or so, or even before that, I had this collection of songs that I had written, the first few songs I'd written, and we put together a group to try to play some of those songs live, and then it became more of a bigger project than I expected, and put an even bigger group, and by bigger group, I just mean like there were five of us, but great musicians in town. I mean, my husband, Peter Rubel, was playing bass. Andy Lund, who lived here for a long time, isn't here anymore, was the guitarist. Ian Shepherd was the drummer. And Donna Nelson sang harmonies live with us, and myself.
Is she still around?
Oh, yeah. She plays a lot, actually. She's a singer for the Impalas. She's doing an acoustic thing with Josh Cork called Rocket Science. that right? She plays.
Josh is a drummer.
Yeah. Although in that case, he's playing acoustic guitar.
You folks who just sort of do these multiple things
impress
me. I'm just like, I hope I'm not overly easily impressed. But
no, it's a cool, I mean, this town has always had a good music scene. It does seem like the good musicians are usually involved in like several things going on at once.
Well, we've had a bunch of people on the show who it seems like they're always showing up with a different band in here.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we've had one bass player who I think's been on four times, and each time was with somebody else. Mm-hmm. A couple times he was subbing for somebody. Ed, you said you've played with this group and that group, and you said you're about to form or have formed another band.
Yeah, with Josh Quirk and Peter and pianist Chris Raymond.
And you'll have you're in this group that has five people. You trade one of them out for somebody else, and you have a new name.
Yeah.
And you might even have a new genre that you're playing.
Right. And when I was playing a lot of gigs with Geely and Jet Blonde, Ian, the drummer, was also at that time the drummer for the Brat Pack. And at that time, I was the female singer in the Brat Pack. And so, we'd have to try to schedule gigs according to... I mean, it simplifies certain things because it's like, well, these two people are busy that night, so you work around that. And then Funky Butt Drum Club was a band that's been a long time.
I remember them.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Peter was
in that.
I always
like the name.
Yeah. Peter was in that. Ian, Josh, Jesse Brown, who then was also in the Brat Pack with me at the time. And then there was the Fist City was going on kind of around that same time, which is a country band that Ed and Peter and Donna and Brendan Gamble
and Jake Tater.
And Jake Tater were in at that time.
And help me remember the singer in Funky Butt. I'm blanking.
Oh, Brandon Washington.
Brandon Washington,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And he's always in something
before?
Else. No. No.
Should get him in here.
But he's been around, for a long time in all different kinds of bands.
And he was in Temple of Low Men with Andy Lund, who was also playing with me, and Ian, who was also in both of those bands at the same time, so there you go.
All right. Well, we're going to hear more from Gloria and Ed here in just a moment. They're going to be playing in downtown Champaign this Saturday at Aroma Cafe on North Neal Street between 7 and 8, and then followed by another singer who you said you've done some gigs with before, who's actually not from around here.
Right. She's from Columbia, Missouri. And
Hillary Scott.
Hillary Scott. And she... well, a few years back, and I can tell I'm getting old because whenever I think of, that was a few years ago, it's always longer ago than what I kind of am thinking. So maybe 6-7 years ago, something like that, I hosted a show every month called Writers in the Round. It was a songwriter circle. And so I would... I contacted a lot of people from around here and nearby areas who would come, and we would do this songwriter showcase once a month. So I somehow, I can't remember how I found out about Hillary. I think it might have even been through a website called GarageBand.com where you can review other people's music, and they randomly give you music to review, and then once you've reviewed so many, then you're allowed to upload one of your songs to review, and it's kind of a neat system. I think that's how I originally, got in touch with her. So she came and played on a couple of those Writers in the Round shows that I hosted and coordinated, and she's really good. And then she's been here also playing it. I think she played at Borders when there was live music there, and maybe some other places around here. So she, since that time, has really recorded a number of CDs and toured Japan and done some other tours. She's played all over the United States. And
looked at her gig list, and it really is all over.
Yeah, she's quite good. I'm glad that... I'm playing first.
Well,
but
you're
listening.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from these business partners: Lincoln Diagnostics Incorporated of Decatur, Michael W. Walker Consulting of Urbana, Natural Gourmet of Champaign, and Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you all for your support. And we thank Gloria and Ed for coming in, and they've come in more to play than to talk, so we should probably stop talking and let you play a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
But what would you like to do next?
Oh, let's play play Everything's Changing. We'll just go down our let's play that next. We'll have time for like one more.
Oh, sure, yeah, at least.
So I gave Kevin a copy of the CD that came out a number of years ago now, called Charm.
And Geely and Jet Blonde.
And so it's a full band CD, lots of tracks. And but the songs that that we're playing today are either off of that one or the one that I did prior to that, or possibly even the first one, which was called Peter and Gloria. At that time, when Peter and I were playing some acoustic gigs before putting this other band together, we just went by Peter and Gloria. So I'm going back to
your
original
roots.
Name. That's right. So anyway, this is called Everything is Changing. Actually, this is not on that CD. It's on the one you don't have.
Well, everybody's just going to have to buy them both, and then they'll have.
That's right. They're available at all the local stores. Plus, you can get them on. You can get it all on iTunes now. Anyway, so. All right.
Everything is Changing, song by Gloria Rubel, sung with bass player Ed Schaller here on Live and Local, and they're going to be playing together at Aroma Cafe, downtown Champaign, this Saturday, starting at 7 in the evening, preceding Hillary Scott, also a singer-songwriter. And, you know, you said these songs are coming from a couple of older CDs. I assume you're still writing songs.
I am. I have probably a whole CD's worth of songs that haven't been recorded.
And when will that happen?
I don't know. Hopefully soon.
How come you're doing so few gigs these days?
You know, after playing a lot of these full band shows, which was a lot of fun, and I mean, we played around here, we played in Chicago and St. Louis, and you know, you start losing people who move away, and sometimes it becomes really hard to replace those people. So Ian moved away, and then we had Jeff Magby playing drums for a while. He was great. I mean, it was awesome.
He's definitely around.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. I haven't been out to any of his gigs. You probably play with Jeff a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
And but then when Andy moved away, that was pretty tough because he was pretty integral part of the band, and just even in his what he contributed to the songs after the basic song was brought in, you know. And so that kind of marked the end of that era, because we really didn't look for another guitar player. And then just started playing some solo shows here and there, and I think I get tired of playing by myself. So this is a great opportunity to maybe get something going again.
So it's not so much that you can't replace these people, it's an emotional connection when you have to replace so many. You know,
I think
it's not, the band doesn't have the same identity then.
Right, I think that's part of it. And actually it's, sometimes it is hard to find just the right person musically too.
Because there's certainly tons of good musicians.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
that is true.
You know, you really have to call it another band.
That's true. And, you know, there's something about when it's, you know, these are my songs, and it's, you know, I think it makes it difficult when you play some shows where you're not making that much money, and I feel like that's a lot of weight sort of on me. It's my responsibility, like, for everyone else to get paid, and when that doesn't happen, it makes it, I don't know.
Am I getting paid for this?
Well,
we'll
get paid for the show. Now, today, I don't know, are you paying us today?
You're getting paid just the same as everybody else gets paid for coming in here.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
That's great.
Equal opportunity, non-employment. It's called marketing.
That's right, yeah. That's right. No, I guess my point is just that it became more difficult for me to ask people to play my gigs, you know? And so maybe that's why it evolved into me playing more solo shows, where I only had to be responsible for myself. And, you know, so that's, I think that's part of it.
With the number of good musicians in town and the relatively small number of venues that host musicians,
mm-hmm.
It really can't be very easy to make a lot of money playing music.
Never
Champaign,
has been easy for
yeah.
me. I don't know. I'm sure there are people out there making... There are definitely people that are making their living playing and or, you know, teaching lessons to supplement.
Well,
that.
It's the end. It's almost always the end. I mean, I see with some of the cover charges, I'm thinking, you know, you got a band in here and it says no cover.
Right.
Or $5 cover. I'm thinking... That's nothing.
And also, you see these multiple bills, you know, like four bands, you know, or three bands, and, you know.
No cover.
$3, you know. So then you think, okay, how does that end up being divided up at the end of the night? It's pretty.
Well, you've got to do something else.
And, you know, I think when you're college age or thereabouts, you know, you're in it for the fun of it. And maybe there's a point at which you go, okay, if I'm not going to make a living at this, then I have to figure something out. But I've never been in it to support myself. I've always, this has been sort of a second career to whatever else I've been doing.
And now the main career is massage therapy.
Right.
And Ed, what do you do to
I teach
make
at Parkland. I'm a music teacher at Parkland. So I'm finishing a doctorate in jazz studies at U of I. And I teach out there. And if you want to make a living playing music, you have to go on the road. That's the the truth of it. And I did that when my wife and I lived in Chicago. And I toured with a swing band during the end of the swing craze. And that's how you, that's where the, you know, the money, well, I say that's where the money is. You're not going to get rich on it, but that's
such
where
it is.
Support yourself,
yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
And even today, I mean, even still these days, I was just asked if I wanted to go on the road with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And no.
The Glenn Miller, there
no.
is still a Glenn
still
Miller
a,
Orchestra?
Yeah, there's still a, what they call ghost bands.
Yeah.
There's still a Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Led by the ghost of Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why'd you say no?
Oh, I'm past that point. I got the teaching gig. I got the where I don't have to. I've got my bass students. I've got stuff in town now. So.
The touring is just too hard.
It's just, yeah, it's tedious. And I didn't really enjoy it even when I was a young man, so I'm definitely not going to like it now. I'll go to Springfield for gigs. I go to Bloomington for gigs.
Right, right.
That's about as far as I'll go. If it's under an hour and a half, I'll drive to the gig.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
We had, I'm amazed at some of the people. I mean, I don't know how Hillary Scott travels, you know, how she manages it, but I did a phone interview for this show with Bill Staines, folk singer, and, you know, it's just him, and he drives everywhere,
mm-hmm.
all over the country. You know, these, and we think, oh, driving to Springfield from Champaign, it's an hour and a half.
No, you have to get used to a completely different way of living.
But that's how he does. That's what he does.
Right.
That's how he does it. And otherwise, I guess he doesn't want it. Flying would cost a lot more, I suppose.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry still does that, like that, where he just drives himself and uses a pickup band in every city that he plays in. And
Chuck Berry? He's still doing stuff?
Wow. You know, this, I don't know, this has been at least 10 years ago that he was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what he would just drive his own car, just walk in, and you had to have a whole band, had to have an amp for him. He came in with his guitar, and that was
somebody as well known as that. Wow.
That way he didn't have to, you know, and if you wound up playing, I knew a guy in Chicago who played with Chuck Berry, you know, two sold out shows and he got like $15.
Oh, man.
Because Chuck takes all the money.
Wow.
But he's earned it.
Yeah, well, so do the other people who helped to get him where he is. We're not going to go on about that. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly talking with Gloria Rubel and Ed Schaller, who are going to be at Aroma Cafe downtown Champaign. We'll hear more of their music in just a moment. I want to mention who's going to be on tomorrow's show. We're going to be talking with Ross Bundy, who's been on a couple of other times, from the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph. And they have their summer band again, and they're starting a summer chorus, community chorus. So we'll hear a little bit about that on tomorrow's show. And we'll also be hearing two of the chamber ensembles from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, the String Quartet and Woodwind Quintet. They just gave a concert a week ago. The full orchestra is performing on the 23rd in Champaign, in Urbana, I guess. And so we'll be talking about that tomorrow. And you get to hear some really, really fine chamber playing from these young performers. So that's on tomorrow's Live and Local. What do we want to do next?
I don't know. You want to play another tune?
Sure.
Play one more?
We can get in two more. If you want.
Yeah. All right. We'll see how it goes. This one might take up the rest of the time. No, I'm kidding.
If you wanted to. You just keep putting in repeat signs.
So here's an example, like if you're thinking about lyrics and stuff. I mean, this is no personal meaning as far as anything. It's a very dark song. It's called Worse Than a Slow Death.
So you might have to end with something different.
Something a little. Well, we'll end with something more upbeat than that. But Yeah, and this song, I've on all of the recordings I've done, I've probably written the music, the lyrics, everything on maybe 80%. And then Peter's co-written some things with me, and then he wrote the music to the song. And I had written this, sort of a stream of consciousness thing that I don't know where this came from. It was so strange because it's like I read it later and didn't even really remember having written it. And it was, anyway, ended up putting, sort of changing those around a little bit and putting those lyrics to the music that he wrote. So this is a true collaboration.
A Peter and Gloria, or Gloria and Peter.
Yeah, or it was
composition.
Yeah, and it's on the Charm CD, and it's actually one of my favorite tracks on there. And there's a lot of interesting harmonies and things like that. That's one of the things I like to do, particularly in the studio, is lots of overdubbed vocals and cool effects, and on that song there's some neat loops and things. And
but we don't have any of that here.
So we don't have any of that here. This is all the bare bones. This is bare bones stuff. So anyway, you can listen to that some other time and see if you can even, recognize them as the same songs. I don't know.
Worse Than a Slow Death here with Gloria and Ed on Live and Local.
Let me just make sure. To me, what you meant to keep. Not that I wouldn't return it, or maybe I'd burn it. You have made of me a fool on the grass, hoping I might fall right off the fence and injure myself. It would be so intense. I guess you can see. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. The hardest part is climbing the ladder and looking down when you're halfway up. When you walk to the end of the board, you know that you'll have to jump in. For myself, all of those wonderful corners torn off the pages that I wrote for you and your size. Wonder if you're gonna jump in tonight. Yeah, the hardest part is climbing the ladder and looking down when you're halfway up. When you walk to the end of the board, you have to jump in. Did we dive into our so-called relationship from too far or too short a distance? Who landed first in the water? What if you had landed on me and I had died? Jump in. The hardest part is releasing the demons, the ones that lurk inside your inner parts. The only way you'll be free is by giving them all back to me. And when I struggle out from underneath the cold, wet dark, I'll see if you have also made it. But if just one can survive this, should it be you? Should it be me?
relationship from too far or too short a distance. Who landed first in the water? What if you had landed on me and I had died? Would that be worse than a slow death like I'm feeling? Worse than a slow death. Worse than a slow death. Worse than a slow death. Worse than a slow death.
Music by Gloria and Peter Rubel, and called Worse Than a Slow Death, with Gloria singing and playing the guitar and Ed Schaller playing the bass. And don't get too comfortable. We're going to have you get up and do one more.
Okay.
To lift our spirits.
I know, right, that one.
Before going off into the rest of the day, it's Live and Local. We've just got a few minutes left on the show. Coming up at around 1, we'll give you a weather forecast. Hopefully, we'll be able to get the weather forecast in. A minute past, we've got the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. Classical music comes back for you at 1:06. Quick look at a few events coming up. I don't have much on my calendar this week, I'm sorry to say, but I do have some things. Looking out on Wednesday, the Sangamon Valley Community Orchestra is performing in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. That's at 7:30 Wednesday. Red Molly, touring bluegrass and folk group, are coming to the Independent Media Center in Urbana at 7:30, and I think we'll be airing an interview with one of their members on Wednesday on this show. And Donnie Heitler doing his weekly solo jazz piano gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana at 9 o'clock Wednesday. And the weekly Irish traditional music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And what shall take us out?
We're going to do a song called Let It Rain, which...
which it's doing.
That's right.
Right now.
That's appropriate for today. This is actually one... sort of forgotten about when I was talking earlier about writing songs for people in particular. So it's an upbeat song musically, but it's pretty kind of meaningful lyrically, because it was written for a friend of mine whose brother died at a young age, and she's always been such a music lover. I wanted to do something besides just, you know, send flowers or something like that. And this song came, I wrote it so quickly. It was a rare thing for me where it just like kind of...
It just happened.
Music and lyrics and everything just kind of came quickly. I put it on tape that day, just a rough thing. And so anyway, it's called Let It Rain. And all right, here we go.
Life the way he wants. him, he never would forget. To celebrate the time he had to spend with us on earth was what he would have wanted in the end. He's in a better place now, and I know he feels no pain. He's in a place where it will never rain. So let it rain. Let raindrops run right down my face like my tears. Oh, let it rain. Let the sensation engulf me, put me in memory of his years. Oh, let it rain. Let water thaw out this numbness so I can get on with feeling my pain. Oh, let it rain. He was a deep feeling person like Tammy and me, and I really want to feel the rain.
Let It Rain, a song for Chad, right?
Right.
From Gloria Rubel. And with Ed Schaller here on Live and Local, they're going to be at Aroma Cafe, downtown Champaign on North Neal Street, Saturday from 7 to 8, followed by Hillary Scott. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. It's great to hear you.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
And it sounds like a successful experiment to me.
It's
coming together.
It's coming together. We've only had a couple rehearsals so far. And
pretty good for a
couple
rehearsals.
Just getting to know each other musically. Yeah. We've played together a couple of times in the past. But
you sound like you click.
Thanks. I think so.
Thanks. And good luck with the gig on Saturday.
Thank you.
Coming up, The Writer's Almanac and Classical Music. This is Live and Local.